Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa's immigration and a citizenship system are once again in the spotlight. That's after Home Affairs confirmed that it does not maintain a comprehensive record of South Africans who hold dual citizenship. The revelation followed a recent Constitutional Court ruling that removed the requirement for South Africans to notify the state when acquiring another nationality, raising questions about oversight, national security, governance, and what citizenship means in an increasingly globalized world. To help us unpack this issue, we're joined by Kim Milner-Kerr, who is a prominent South African humanitarian community leader and professional in this space. Kim, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Just can you give us the big picture here? Why is the story attracting so much attention?
Morning, Howard. Well, I think that it actually highlighted a problem that already existed. So previously, before the 5th of May last year, with the Concord ruling, you could lose your citizenship if you didn't apply to South Africa to retain your South African citizenship prior to acquiring a new one. What we found has happened is that, yes, great, you've got the opportunity to get your citizenship back, but it highlighted a problem that already existed. Many people thought that according to the Act, you would automatically lose your citizenship, because that's how it's worded, if you acquired another citizenship. So they kind of hung back if they didn't want their citizenship and thought, okay, well, great, you know, South Africa will find out.
I lose it anyway, so therefore...
I will lose it anyway, I don't have to do anything.
I can be passive
in
it, right.
Exactly. Some people didn't know about it, which is why the Concord ruling is so important, because it's kind of like if I've worked very hard to acquire a new car that I wanted that's a more expensive vehicle than my current one, but I want to keep my old one. One day I go open the garage, the car's gone, and they say, well, I assumed you didn't want the car anymore. Right, it's a little bit ridiculous. So it was important, but it's highlighted the fact that many people went online to find out if they had in fact lost their citizenship. And they found out, hold on a second, I'm still a citizen, right? Because nowhere has it ever said in our Act, you have to notify South Africa if you acquire citizenship. All it said previously, well, it still says it hasn't been changed, but all the law previously required is that if you wanted to retain it, you had to notify them. So that means that if I don't go and apply for a passport or to register my children, the South African government have no way of knowing that I acquired citizenship. There's no WhatsApp group between South Africa and other countries to say, oh, by the way, Joe Soap has just acquired citizenship with us. So it's just highlighted a problem that's already there. The problem now is, if I did want to notify my country that I have another citizenship, how do I do that unless I'm applying for a passport? Because if I'm applying for a passport, one of the questions is, do you have another citizenship? But there's nothing in place that very easily lets you go online and just let South Africa know your status. We actually found this in COVID. South Africa have no idea who's in its borders and who's out of her borders, because Naledi Pandor told us at the beginning of lockdown that we had a few hundred people locked outside the borders, and by the time we got them in, it was like 22,000. So
It wasn't. Well, you know, I'm just thinking as you're talking, there's somebody I know basically that was a South African. They left here when they were a little kid, going to live in Israel, became an Israeli, went to the Israeli army, and would have assumed that they are no longer South African because they've got another nationality. In theory, they are now potentially contravening the law by being in an army for another country while still South African. But they haven't lived here their whole life, and they assumed that they are no longer South African.
Okay, so there's the important word, assumed. So those people who either acquired citizenship by virtue of having a parent or in some cases a grandparent or a different nationality, they were always exempt, because actually you're proving to that country that you have always been a national of their country.
Right.
So if you were already a national and or have proved it at a later stage, you were always exempt. And the same was true when you used the law of return. So Israeli citizens who made Aliyah, they were actually also exempt. Also, in the act, it already stated that if that it only applied to a major. So it was only anybody over 18.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if your parents went to live in America, got citizenship the long route,
yes,
then they would lose their citizenship, but you under 18 would not.
Okay.
But again, you had to tell.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but it's actually all irrelevant then. Because if they've got no records here and there's complete chaos within the system here, it's actually completely irrelevant because they've got no way of knowing.
So the Concord ruling was unanimous and stated in the final ruling that all of those who lost their citizenship in that manner would have it immediately reinstated retroactively.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that there is no field that's switched on and off in the Home Affairs system that says the following people lost their citizenship in this way. So they can't just do a find and undo it.
Mm.
You have to actually go online and apply to have it reinstated, which has actually worked to many people's favor, especially those who live in a country where if you keep your South African citizenship, it's actually, you know, possibly a loss of the new citizenship, like in the Dutch system or the German system.
Mm. Very, very interesting. Okay, so what is your advice? What is your advice to anybody that might be in this strange limbo situation?
So my advice to anybody who's either acquired citizenship previously or is acquiring currently, let South Africa know. You are more than entitled to go to an embassy and apply for a determination of citizenship. That's actually something that you do anyway when you apply for a passport overseas. So insist on doing that. Let South Africa know on their app where you're living as well. They've got quite a nice app on Durco, and you can go and register yourself. And also just keep yourself informed and get your children registered as South African. People often fall back on this, well, South Africa allows us 90-day visa exemption. And if that were to ever fall away, which in the case of Israel is something that people should be conscious of, it could fall away, then you would want to be able to just get on a plane and come to South Africa with your children too. Keep responsible. It's your citizenship.
Absolutely.
Hold on to it and 100%. Treat it as yours.
Kim Milnicker, thank you very, very much. A very interesting conversation.